This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim.
It is.
Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Appreciate you joining us. And while I'm appreciating you joining us, you're going to thank us in about an hour and a half that you sank your teeth into this show and made yourself so much more of a, I don't know, an intellectual than you were before listening.
An elite. We make people elite.
Elitist.
Yes. Not elitist. That's bad.
Oh, okay.
Elite. Those are people who are smarter than everybody else, but just don't show it.
Right. Still remain humble.
Yes.
It's hard.
It's
hard for us.
Yes.
But you strive for humility.
Yes.
You have to try.
You do. Even if you're great.
Great.
You have to try for humility.
Even if you're awesomer. Yeah. Than everybody else. You got to try to be humble.
Right.
All right. I'm Tim Wildman with that is Ed Battagliano, Ever the Humble.
Yes.
Ed Battagliano. J.J. Jasper's over there.
Great to be here.
I say over there from where I am.
Right.
Is it good to be,
we say in Kentucky.
Is it good to be? What, you said it's good to be here?
It is great to be here.
So as opposed to it's great to be
over there.
I would rather be here than be in the best jail in Miami Beach, Florida. And I mean that with in complete sincerity.
Do you really?
Yes. I would rather be here than be locked up any day of the week.
I'm just saying it's Friday, which means it's one day closer to Monday when I can come back to work here, Tim.
Good attitude.
Yes, sir.
That is a great approach to life.
I don't mind saying
right
that
there.
In front of the president of the ministry.
All right. Great approach to life right there. I like that. All right. So if I ever get my chair fixed, here we'll be in good shape. Get my chair fixed.
We got to at least be smarter than the chairs.
We can move on. There, I think I got my chair fixed. Hey, by the way, if you want to watch or listen to the show live, you can go to Facebook. Our Facebook, Today's Issues, we video stream the show live. I guess it's on AFR.net, too. I don't know. I need to go check AFR.net. But anyway, it's Trivia Friday. We do this once a week. Thus the, Friday's only once a week. Friday's only once a week, so we do this once a week. And we play trivia, and we ask three questions each.
Oh, yes, we do.
JJ, Ed, yours truly, Tim, we ask three questions each, and then you can call in and answer and or ask. And or ask us. We prefer that you answer and ask us a question so that we can learn and grow together. Here's your phone number. That's actually, it's ours, but we're going to... We're going to loan it to you for an hour and a half. It's our phone number. You can call in and be on the show. And don't call if you've gotten on the air in the last hour, last 4 weeks. If you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call because we want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the air as possible. Here's a number to dial, 888-589-8840. Well, you're not dialing. I don't know what you're doing today. Punching it. I don't know. 888.
Phone.
Here's the number to punch. 888-589-8840. You're listening to Trivia Friday. We also call this
Learning University.
And Learning University is on the air.
Hey, you're having difficulty with your chair. And Ed, you said you had to be smarter than your chair. This morning I saw a thing where a guy put his money in the vending machine, and then he looked only to see the thing failed to put the cup down there. But the coffee just went ahead and went, and then the cream just went, and he sat there inside. He said, man, that's technology. It even drinks it for you.
There you go. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Do you see any names on your screen?
I do not. I see some numbers. I do not see names yet. So.
Okay.
I think we're having some technical difficulties. Cindy Roberts, our call screener, is having some technical difficulties, so... we see the numbers lining up, folks. We could just start saying, okay.
We see the stars lining up, but we don't see anything. All right, why don't you go ahead and give your questions, Professor Ed?
That's a great idea, Tim. Thank you for that. Here are my three questions. I'm pretty proud of these questions here. These are going to make you think. First question, in what famous 1951 science fiction classic was Gort the Robot introduced?
Gort the Robot? Gort, that's when he first came on the scene?
Gort the Robot.
In 1951. Okay.
It's actually another nickname for Al Gore. No, it's not. Anyway, Gort the Robot.
That's right when Bogart was going out.
Science fiction people will know this. They will call. They'll get this in a hurry. All right, question number two. This is a multiple choice question. The names Fat Man and Little Boy are famous nicknames for what? The names Fat Man and Little Boy are famous nicknames for what? Here are your choices.
Gang members.
A, first two.
What?
That just gets funnier every time I think of it. Gang members. A, the first two Apollo rockets. B, two enemies of Sherlock Holmes. C, two atomic bombs dropped on Japan in World War II. Or D, two all-pro running backs for the 1950 NFL champion New York Giants.
Wow,
Fat
good multiple choice.
Fat Man and Little Boy.
Could you make that question a little longer with more choices?
Yes, E.
Okay.
And do the music with it. Fat Boy and
Fat Man.
Little John or whatever.
To the Fatmobile. All right, my third question. History question, a true false, because it's JJ's here. The symbol of the swastika originated with the Nazi Party in Germany. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question, Bible question. Who was the older brother, Moses or Aaron? We know about Moses and Aaron in the Bible going
That's
to Pharaoh.
Good question.
Which one was older? Second question, Jackie Robinson became famous for breaking the color barrier in what sport?
Good.
Third question, true or false? In Japan, it's popular for women to give men flavored whale blubber chewing gum for Valentine's. Is that true or false?
That's one of those, Lord, I hope it's not true.
Well, if you're Japanese.
Hope it's not true. All right.
Whale blubber.
Well, U.S., here are my three. You ready?
Ready.
Well, ready or not, here I come. Okay. What U.S. state has the longest name?
Good question.
What U.S. state has the longest name? Number two, what animals does a hippophobe fear? If you're a hippophobe, first of all, Hillary Clinton mentioned you a few months ago, if you remember, all you hippophobes out there.
A basket full of hippophobes.
Irredeemable.
Yeah.
What animals does a hippophobe fear? I'm not making that up. That is a real a word. Number three, what are most of the solar system's planets named for?
I think I know the answer to that one.
What are most of the solar system's planets named for?
Gee, Tim, could you make those questions any shorter?
Well, I just when you have to take a couple of breaths to finish asking your question, maybe it's a little bit too long.
I'm proud of it.
That one question of Ed's is hinged in the middle. He had to put a hinge so he could kind of go around the corner with it.
Yeah, here's your question. Your selections are A, B. We're going to take a timeout here for popcorn and Coke, and then we'll be back.
We'll come back to the rest.
All right, Andrew, where do we go first?
All right, thank you. I'm going back in my office. That's where I'm going. Show you guys. All right, we go to Oklahoma. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, morning, guys. Great morning today.
It is.
Thank you, Mike.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Try both, okay.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Let's try the first one there, given Gort the Robot.
Okay, and what famous 1951 science fiction classic was Gort the Robot introduced?
Pretty sure that was from The Day the Earth Stood Still.
That is correct.
Wow, Mike.
That is
correct. Way to get us started.
Who was in that movie?
That was Michael Rennie, I think, was in the original. They did a remake in the 90s or something with Keanu Reeves was a total bomb, as were most of the movies with Keanu Reeves. But anyway, I never did see the Reeves version because it was all environmental, you know, stuff. Well, are you a science fiction fan, Mike?
Or no, not really. I just recall that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's your question for us, Brother Mike?
Okay, here it is. It's a Bible question, actually.
All right.
What was the unusual thing about the second miracle that Jesus did? You know, the first miracle was the turning of water to wine.
Mike, hold on just a second, brother. Hold on just a second.
Well, you should know this.
I know that. And I'm not meaning to be disrespectful. You just said, what is unusual about a miracle? And I just have to pause.
Any miracle.
I just have to pause for just a minute and say, I guess any miracle is probably a little bit unusual, but that's just my observation, Mike. But anyway, didn't mean, again, I'm not.
You're just riffing.
Yeah,
I'm just having a little fun with that.
But go ahead and repeat the question, Mike.
I get you. Yeah. What was, okay, let's see if I can reword it.
I've got you self-conscious about
that. Hey, Mike, I feel your pain, though, brother. I mean, they've been harassing me about my questions, so go ahead.
The second miracle that Jesus did, something was very uncommon about it compared to his other miracles. What was it?
All right, guys, we're gonna talk amongst ourselves here, Mike. I gotta be honest. I don't know. I know the first one is the wedding in Cana in Galilee,
wine, water
but
to wine.
What is the second miracle? I mean, you'd have to pick the first one from each gospel.
Rolodex, the gospel through your mind now.
Was it the healing of the of Peter's mother-in-law, or I just can't remember. Can you
know what's crazy? I just saw that this morning. It said, you know, the changing the water to wine, but what was the second miracle? I was looking through questions for today, and I can't remember what it was. It is just right there, right on the tip of the tongue.
All right, Mike, what is
it? I'm just going to say, I think it was the healing of Peter's mother-in-law, and what was unusual is the only
miracle.
Why
anybody would heal their mother-in-law?
Oh, my.
Well, I didn't say that. That's not my heart.
That
was my mother-in-law was listening right now.
With a mother-in-law, it doesn't matter what excuse you give. I think it's the only miracle performed for a family member, of one of the disciples. That's my guess,
okay.
Mike.
No, but it was a healing. Actually, it was Jesus healed a man that he had never met, or a man that never met him. It was a nobleman's son who lived in Capernaum. Jesus was in Cana. His father came up to Jesus and asked if he could come to his home to heal him. And Jesus told him to go. His son would be okay. His son would be all right. So it was the healing of the that man. The unusual thing is that I looked it up on the map, and Capernaum is about 10 miles distance from Cana.
Yeah, I mean, he also did that for the centurion servant. He didn't meet him either, I think. But but anyway, I mean, those are unusual. And Mike, the added bonus is we got Tim in trouble with his mother-in-law. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Weekend.
Appreciate it. We always appreciate our Bible readers
Amen.
Who are out there. Okay. So. Thank you, brother.
Son-in-law day rolls around.
All right,
wait. Never mind. It's not even. We don't get gifts anyway.
Trivia Friday.
It's not a day.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, JJ, thanks for listening. We go back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. Arkansas is our next stopover. Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to answer and ask.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The longest state.
All right.
Yeah, let me
re-ask
the question. What U.S. state has the longest name?
Would that be the District of Columbia?
That's not a state. But that's a good guess as far as the length of the words. But
you got another guess?
No, we don't get.
Well, I thought that and Rhode Island went together. I don't know where I got that from.
Well. District of Columbia is incorrect, but it's a Well, it's really not a good guess at all, Michael.
it's
not even a state, so you're not even in the ballpark.
I mean,
but anyway, we still love you.
Yeah.
We still love you.
Michael, to make you feel a little better, my friend Glenn and I, we were living in Kentucky and we were headed to Florida. When we got to Indiana, we realized that we had not paid attention in geography class or, you know, we were just really goofed up.
What's your question for us, Brother Mike? Brother Mike?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to get even with y'all. What is the only animal that became completely extinct today, you could bring it back tomorrow?
What is the animal that if it became completely extinct today, you could bring it back
tomorrow?
It's got to be a fire ant. Or
cockroach.
Yeah, you can't kill those guys.
They resurrect.
Human fly. Yeah, you can't kill
them.
Well,
it's got to be
a vampire.
It's got to be.
I'll tell you what it is. It's a mole.
Well, that's up in my
moles
top,
are of
top
the
10.
Devil.
Yes, they are.
Right there on that list.
You work on that grass and everything. And
if it was extinct, you could bring it back. Is this going
to
be like
it's
a trick
question? Something to do with how long the eggs last. So it can go extinct, but the eggs continue to for years, and then they would hatch. I'm going to go with cockroach.
No. Okay,
that's not right.
Cockroach.
No.
All right.
What is the answer?
It's a mule.
Oh, a mule. Okay.
Yes, between a jack and a horse.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, that is a great trivia question
right
there.
You're not kidding. That's super.
Absolutely,
well,
Michael.
Maybe that'll make up for my district.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Yes. Just don't tell anybody you thought the District of Columbia was a state, Michael, but that's all right.
No, listen. I'm assuming you get on and I come up with a dumb answer.
Well, no, that's all right.
Michael, you finally got on the air, and you're disappointed in your own question and answer. But here's the good news. Nobody will ever know, Michael.
That's right.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
All right, Michael.
Nobody will ever know, but he's never going to get a job offer from Rand McNally.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Michael making Arkansas proud there. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. Let's repeat our questions real quickly, please.
Okay, I'm going to go back to my multiple choice question. Folks, prepare yourselves for verbal abuse. Multiple choice, the names Fat Man and Little Boy are famous nicknames for what? A, the first two Apollo rockets. B, two enemies of Sherlock Holmes. C, two atomic bombs dropped on Japan in World War II. Or D, two All-Pro running backs for the NFL 1950 champion New York Giants. See, that was so bad.
Or E, the opening act for Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes, that's right. Welcome to the stage, Fat Man and Little Boy.
Hey, everybody, get your Bic lighters out.
All right, second question. The symbol of the swastika originated with the Nazi Party in Germany. Is that true or false? And I'm going to add one. In the comic strip Popeye, you guys, if you've been listening, know I've had some Popeye questions lately. What was the name of Olive Oil's brother? What was the name of Olive Oil's brother?
Here's what I've got. First question, Bible question. Who was older, Moses or Aaron? Who was the older brother between Moses and Aaron? Second question, Jackie Robinson became famous for breaking the color barrier in what sport? Jackie Robinson became famous for breaking the color barrier in what sport? Third question, true or false? In Japan, it's popular for women to give men flavored whale blubbered chewing gum for Valentine's. Is that true or false?
No wonder the population rate is declining.
By the way, we failed to mention that one of our questions, if answered correctly, is our mystery question.
Oh, yeah. That's
and you'll hear this sound.
If you get it right.
You'll hear that sound if you get it right, and that means you will win a
pack of flavored whale blubber chewing gum, folks, just in time for Valentine's.
Direct from Japan.
For your significant other.
In addition to that, you'll get an AFR. Wait, there's more. It's an AFR coffee.
Travel mug.
Travel mug. Stainless steel. Ready to travel with you wherever you may be going. You may be going to states like the District of Columbia. Oh, man.
Michael's still listening. Michael. He's going, why did I get up this morning?
Okay, here are my three questions. Number one, what animals does a hippophobe fear? A hippophobe. What do they fear? Number two, what are most of the solar system's planets named for? What are they named for? Number three, what U.S. state has the longest name? What U.S. state has the longest name? Back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. We go to Kansas. Shirley is on the line.
Shirley,
are
Kansas,
you there?
Do we?
Good morning.
You don't get tired of people doing Shirley jokes, do you? Shirley, you're not from Kansas.
No, and
Shirley, you and goodness are going to follow us all the days of our life.
My name is Shirley Jones, but not Partridge Family.
Oh, Shirley Jones.
Betty Davis and a cousin named Elizabeth Taylor.
Wait, wow. you got a cousin named Betty Davis?
No. Mother.
A mother named Betty Davis and a cousin named Elizabeth Taylor.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Wow.
That's right.
Hey, Shirley, I got maybe not Hollywood stuff like you got right there, but I've told this before, but as you get older, you tell things over and over again, and you don't remember who you told.
Yes.
Right.
And you ask them to politely act like they haven't heard it before. But anyway, I've mentioned this before on this show. My mom, who in her 70s now, but when she went to college at Mississippi College for Women back in the day, 50s, she went to school with a classmate. Her name was Penny. That's her first name.
Yeah.
Her last name was Nichols. She's Penny Nichols.
Yeah.
And she was from Money, Mississippi.
Why would parents do that to their
just
child?
So people would be talking about it 60
Penny
years
Nichols.
Later.
You could have picked anything to go with that last name.
Yeah. Anyway, Ms. Shirley, thanks for calling. And you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay. Go ahead and which one you want to answer?
Well, the one about who was born first.
Yes, ma'am. It's a Bible question, Shirley. Who was older, Moses or Aaron?
Moses.
No, ma'am. Aaron was 3 years older, and you can find that in Exodus 7, chapter 7, verse 7.
What does it say?
Exodus 7:7. Okay. It just says about Aaron being 3 years
anyway,
older.
It was a guess anyway because the person had already answered my movie title. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
And it's from the same movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Hugh Marlowe was in a series before color TV came out. What series was that?
Oh, man.
Hmm. I have no clue.
Yeah, you got us.
You stumped
us, Shirley. I have no idea.
If I recall right, he was the spy for the FBI.
That was a series, The Spy for the FBI?
Yes, it was. He actually was a U.S. American, but he went undercover, and he was a spy to get the Nazi people that were infiltrating, you know, the world.
Yeah.
So he played that series for two or three years, if I remember right.
Wow.
I didn't think this.
And I was just a kid when that was on, but I remember those series quite well.
Wow. Who was the star?
Hugh Marlowe, you're talking about?
Hugh Marlowe was. Mm-hmm.
Right, Hugh Marlowe.
All right,
wow.
Thank you, Shirley.
Yeah. Shirley, thank you so much.
I could be wrong, but I think that was it. But thank you.
It's been
a long time, JJ, since I talked to you, since they closed out that station here in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, well, listen, good to hear your voice, and God bless you, and tell our friends in Wichita area hello.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
I thought Moses was older too. I think Charlton Heston threw me off. You know, just seeing holding that staff and just seeing how
gray he was.
Yeah.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We got an hour of learning yet to go.
You can take it, folks.
Yes, you can. And,
you can handle it.
We will be back after this short timeout with more of Trivia Friday on AFR. You can watch the show at our Facebook page. For today's issues, our email is comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. We shall return momentarily.
on the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
It is interesting that in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the first and last rays of sunlight fall every day upon its tallest building, the 555-foot Washington Monument. And there on its top, inscribed on the four-sided aluminum capstone, are the Latin words Laus Deo, which means praise be to God. This simple expression of praise reflects America's abiding belief that God has blessed our country with liberty and divine favor. Hello, everyone. Tim Wildman again. We're going to Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, for our spiritual heritage tours in June and September, and we'll see this Washington Monument. That's only one of the many monuments and places we'll see. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will lead the way as we talk about the places, the time, the events, and the people of our early American Christian heritage. For more information, visit the website spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Liberty University is in the business of training champions for Christ, the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 500 programs of study, along with an online degree program designed for thousands of active duty and military veterans. Beyond the classroom, students meet together weekly for worship and to hear from some of the nation's leading experts in the arts, politics, and business. Liberty University, committed to academic excellence with a Christian worldview. The principal of a fancy New York City private school says the election of President Trump is worse than the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Steve Nelson's the principal of the Calhoun School. He fired off an email to parents blasting the president. He also said Trump's election would be more devastating than Vietnam, Watergate, and the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. A number of teachers and some parents said they agreed with Principal Nelson and proudly declared they have his back. To borrow a phrase from Hillary Clinton, that school is a garbage dumpster of deplorables. To be clear, President Trump has never waged jihad against Americans, nor has he assassinated a civil rights leader or napalmed a village. And to equivocate those horrific events with the president's desire to make our nation great again is not just offensive, it's downright evil. I'm Todd Starnes.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed.
Love that theme from Bonanza. But those
dreams have... Yeah, you can just see little Joe riding out right now, can't you?
Hoss, huh? All of them.
And Lorne Greene saying, welcome back.
Right.
You're on the other side of the Ponderosa.
Ooh, ooh, Mr. Carter, Mr. Carter, ooh, ooh.
Yeah,
Hop Sing.
That's where John Travolta got his start, wasn't it? In that TV series.
No, Welcome
in
Back
Welcome
Carter.
Back Carter.
It was.
Welcome Back.
I think so.
It was Vinnie Barbarino.
Vinnie Barbarino.
In fact, you know, you remember... Miller, David Miller used to work here,
yeah.
And he's up in politics up in the Cincinnati area now, left several years back. But he used to call me that in the hallway. He'd say, hey, Vinnie Barbarino.
Vinnie Barbarino.
I guess because I was the only other Italian he'd ever met. So.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We are taking your phone calls. Here's your number. Again, it's our number loaned to you. 888-589-8840. I said 888-589-8840 is the phone number. We'll take as many calls as we can. We'll repeat our questions in just a few moments, but we did that about 10 minutes ago. So we're going to go back to the phones.
Right back
to the phones.
And we go to Iowa, and Matt is on the line. Matt, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, Matt. Welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
answer.
All right, which question?
The one about Fat Boy and Little Boy.
Oh, yeah. All right, good. I'm glad somebody
took Fat Boy and who?
Fat Man. Okay, the names Fat Man and Little Boy are famous nicknames for what? Here are your choices. A, the first two Apollo rockets. B, two enemies of Sherlock Holmes. C, two atomic bombs dropped on Japan in World War II. Or D, two all-pro running backs for the 1950 NFL champion New York Giants.
Two atomic bombs.
Yes, the two atomic bombs dropped on Japan in World War II. Great, Matt. Thank you for bailing me out on this question. I've taken all kinds of abuse for it. So Fat Man was
the they wrote them on the bombs?
Well, they were the code names for the atomic bombs. Fat Man was dropped on Nagasaki. Little Boy was dropped on Hiroshima.
And then, what, 30 years later, you had Jake and the Fat Man.
Jake, yes, a famous television show.
Yeah, with what was the guy's name?
The guy with the beard, kind of pot belly.
You know why he lost that show? The ratings were high, but he lost a lot of weight.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he couldn't. They couldn't go on. I mean,
they
were
Jake and the Fat Man.
Couldn't
anymore.
Do Jake and the Fat Man anywhere. Couldn't do it anymore because he had slimmed down so much.
Hey, Matt, you have a question for us?
No, I don't. Not today.
Was that William Conrad? Was that the guy?
William Conrad. That's,
man,
that's right.
What a good memory.
Yeah, he did Subway commercials after that. Amazing.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
Have a good weekend.
Jared before Jared. It's quite a story. I saw it on Behind the Music.
Didn't wind up in the same place as Jared.
Right,
so
no,
we're glad
no.
about that.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's keep those phone calls coming.
We're going to keep them rolling.
Yeah.
We come back to Mississippi. Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Steve, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
The Jackie Robinson?
Yes, sir. Here's the question. Jackie Robinson became famous for breaking the color barrier in what sport, Steve?
Baseball.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Excellent job.
Yeah.
Baseball, Jackie Robinson.
Number 42.
Degree of difficulty, JJ. What was that question, would you say?
On
a 1 to 10, 10 being the hardest.
And for sports fans, a 3 as far as degree of difficulty.
Right, right. But what about just
general knowledge, probably a 5 or 6.
5 or 6.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, you have a question
That's
for
not
us,
to
you
take
say?
Away from Steve answering the
right.
question
because
he got it right.
Yes, I do have a question. What time every day does Tim leave work?
What time every day does Tim leave work? Every day?
Yes. You brag about it. You brag about it a lot on the air, and I think Ed gets tired of it.
Ed, don't speak for me. I work here, Steve. No, I don't. In fact, I do.
When the work is done.
Oh, when the work is done.
When the work is done.
No, it's 4 o'clock because you always, every day, keep saying, here to 4.
Here to four.
Good, Steve.
Well, you are
four.
Right, Steve.
Wow,
I do get tired of that.
Good.
But
that is good.
Yeah,
here to four.
Thank you, Steve, brother. Appreciate it. Here to four.
Have a good day, guys.
All right.
Okay.
Here to four. You hadn't said that yet. All right, should we go back to the phones?
I thought he's going to nail me for in the summer. There are times when I do kick off little early. Come in early though.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say about 10 after 5.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about is it
because
I do stay.
Yeah,
is it the 4th day of May that people say May the 4th be with you? Isn't that the deal on that day?
It was on Star Wars or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Trivia Friday.
May the 4th be with you
on American Family Radio. All right, so Ed, repeat your questions, please.
Okay, now we're down to slim down some questions here.
I like that because you had the Fat Man earlier.
Fat Man and Little Boy.
Now you're slimming down.
Yeah. Paying attention.
Like that.
You saw what I did there.
Jake and the Fat Man.
Here's a true false. The symbol of the swastika originated with the Nazi Party in Germany. Is that true or false? In the comic strip Popeye, what was the name of Olive Oil's brother? And I'll add a question. What is a male fox called? What is a male fox called?
Here's what I've got.
A
male fox.
True or false? In Japan, it's popular for women to give men flavored whale blubber chewing gum for Valentine's. Is that true or false? I'll add a new one. Second question, what colony was established by the passengers of the Mayflower? What colony was established by the passengers of the Mayflower? Third question, another new one. What part of the eye gives it color? What part of your eye gives it color?
Hmm.
All right. My questions are, let me finish this text.
I looked over and he's texting.
I can't hardly text and talk at the same time, so y'all hold on just a second.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you this, JJ. I wonder if, you know, your question about the flavored, you know, chewing gum.
Yes.
I just thought of the expression, chewing the fat.
There you go.
Hey,
where do you think that came from?
We're chewing the fat.
Yeah.
Chewing the fat, chewing the
flavor.
Cud.
You go down to the local Blubber Saloon, gum. Whale Blubber Saloon.
Valentine's.
And,
yeah.
You know, get yourself a nice big old whale blubber steak. And you sit there with your...
This is too close to lunch.
Yeah. I will tell you this. It makes quite a mess when they get done chewing it and they put it underneath a school desk. Man, them things start globbing up, and it's a sight to see.
And even worse to clean for the poor janitor.
Trivia Friday on American...
Kids in their whale blubber.
All right, you sound like Slim Pickens there,
well,
Phil.
I think I slipped into Mr. Haney or something. I don't know.
I got
all kinds of voices running around in my head.
Yeah. You didn't put that on your job application when you applied
I tried to keep that.
I'm telling you, Miss Douglas would be proud to know he left that off his job application. Arnold will be making a pity.
Can you imagine getting a job application and somebody was brutally honest on there? You know, the third thing they list on, you know, things you should know about me, and they say I have many voices. Running around in my head.
Sometimes I'll answer your questions and voices from Looney Tunes.
Don't take it personal. All right, here are my three questions. None of them have I had? No, I have not.
Well, you had the longest state and attempt.
Yes. Okay, here are my three questions. What animals does a hippophobe fear? If you're a hippophobe, you fear what? Number two, what are most of the solar system's planets named for?
Convenience. Just be able to keep them all straight.
Number three, what U.S. state has the longest name? What U.S. state has the longest name? All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones we go.
All right, we're going to go to Louisiana this time, and Tony is on the line. Tony, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Welcome. How y'all doing today?
We're doing good.
We're doing well, Tony.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm trying both today. JJ had a question about, I think, the women in Germany.
No, this is in Japan. It's true or false. In Japan, it's popular for women to give men flavored whale blubber chewing gum for Valentine's. Tony, is that true or false?
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to take a guess and say that's true.
It is 100%. False.
Wow.
I just made it up.
You tricked me because that sounded like something that might be true.
In fact, the popular thing they give is chocolate. So they're
really?
they're just like we are, except a whole lot better in karate.
Yeah. And they chocolate evidently doesn't have the weight factor that it does here in the U.S. either.
Yeah, nobody nicknames their kids Fat Man over there.
Unless you're a sumo wrestler.
Yeah, those boys get big. Those sumo wrestlers.
That's a thing of pride for them. See how much. Anyway, go ahead.
Tony, you got a question for us?
Good attempt. What's your question for us?
My question was, who was the first NBA player to shatter a basketball goal?
Daryl Dawkins.
You sound like
That sounded confident.
That sounded confident. I'm going to go with you. Don't lead us astray. You saying Daryl Dawkins?
Yeah, I'm saying Daryl Dawkins.
All right, we're going with the chief here. Daryl Dawkins, Tony.
Okay, you all going to really be surprised. It was Chuck Connors of the Rifleman.
Was that in college?
He's a pro basketball player and an avid water skier and an actor.
Huh.
And he's baseball and
– He played in the NBA?
Baseball and – basketball, I think.
Tony.
Yes. He played for the Boston Celtics in 1946, and it was during a pre-warm-up game.
So not in an actual game.
Tony, he's gonna pull a technicality.
A technicality problem here, Tony, and I think we need to resolve it before we let you go. So, Tony, you're telling us it wasn't in a real game, right?
Well, it was a pre-warm-up game, yeah, right before the game. It was a shot, though. It was a shot. Someone failed to put a protective piece between the rim and the backboard.
Yeah.
And when he shot it, it shattered it.
Wow. So wow. He's the first
it,
one.
It really wasn't a dunk, though. It wasn't like a dunk.
Okay, but in a real game.
Tony, he's not going to let this go. He's just going to hold on to this bone.
Professor Tim is right. It was Daryl. If you look it up, I'll bet you it's Daryl Chocolate Thunder Dunk Dawkins.
Wow. Look at this. You got the nickname and everything.
Look it up, Brent. Tell us. Look up. Anyway,
thanks, Tony.
For the 76ers?
I think I've seen someone else named Gus Johnson, I think, in the 70s. I think he may have shattered a goal also.
We're going to find
but
that
I
out.
I remember Daryl Dawkins also that shattered.
But you say Gus is on that list as well, huh, Tony?
But the Rifleman was the first, but he was in a
I think he was a pro baseball player, pro basketball player, avid water skier, and the actor. You know, actor.
The Rifleman.
Yeah. Some people just, it's not fair to those of us that only have half a talent.
One talent.
For somebody to have 20 things they can do well.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
Okay, sir. Yeah, have a great day.
All right.
Enjoy your show.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air for another 45 minutes today. So if you want to grow, if you want to do what, Professor
Ed? Become a more smarter person.
A betterer?
Betterer, even.
Smarterer?
And like you said earlier, awesomer. I like that.
Awesomer. Person, individual, you want to impress your friends and family. You want to go to church this week.
Grow your IQ.
Somebody say, that guy's one of the smarterer persons I know.
If you want to shatter the backboard of education,
yes.
This is where it happens.
You can do it.
That's
you can
right.
do it. Lift yourself out of mediocrity.
You want to chew your way through the whale blubber? Right. Wear your show.
Pull yourself up from the bootstraps of average by listening to
Trivia
Friday.
You keep talking, and I'm going to do the soundtrack.
You pull yourself up out of the bootstraps of average. That's right. You run the race of learning right here on there. I think we're almost. You got a soundtrack going on there for the show here.
We should do something like that with a little bed behind it.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Professor.
It's easy for you to say. We're going to Virginia. Phyllis is on the line. Phyllis, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I set my alarm every week for the show to come on.
Well,
then you go to work late.
Bless your...
You're setting your alarm at 10, 10 in the morning central.
Bless your heart.
Phyllis.
I set my reminder to...
Okay. I see what you mean.
It's a rough crowd, Phyllis.
Anyway.
Phyllis, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
I think I'm going to go for the what are the most planets in the solar system named for?
Oh, okay. Let me repeat the question. What are most of the solar system's planets named for? And the answer, Phyllis, is what?
Gods, and I think it's Roman gods.
Roman gods.
Hey, way to go.
Roman gods.
Nicely done, Phyllis.
Let's think about this.
Venus.
Mercury. Venus. Yeah.
What's another one, Phyllis? Mercury, Venus. With Neptune.
Roman god of war. Mars.
Okay.
Mars. Jupiter and...
You got Jupiter, Mars. Neptune is the god...
Greek? Of the sea.
Isn't that Greek, Neptune, the god of the sea? Or is that a Roman?
No, I think the Roman and Greek gods, they were renamed. So Poseidon was the Greek name. I think Neptune was the Roman name for it.
Right.
It's like Jupiter instead of Zeus.
Well, and you've got that one, the Roman name of rejection being kicked out of the solar system.
Right.
Pluto. That's the
Pluto was named after
Saturn.
Pluto was named after a Disney character, so it's not quite the same as a Roman god. You know, that's the reason he got kicked out. If a planet is a male.
Saturn was also one. Now I'm not sure about Uranus or Uranus, however they pronounce
it.
What about Earth?
Mm-mm.
I was thinking Earth.
Earth
is
not.
God named Earth.
Yeah, right? I think that's. I guess that's it.
Yeah, God's above a Roman god.
It's not a Roman.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, way to go, Phyllis. You have a question for us?
I have a question for y'all, then I have a question for Ed about something he stated on a previous show. Just for him to clarify. No, I just want you to tell me where you found that info.
Okay.
My question for y'all is, where are the Isles of Langerhorne?
Well, you know what, Phyllis, they're wherever you want them to be. All of us have our Isles of Langerhorne.
There's no absolute truth.
No, it's not a right or wrong answer.
It depends on if you identify with the Isles of Angerhorn
or Langerhorn. See, it doesn't even matter.
Langerhorn. You visit the Isles of Langerhorn, you get a good steak there. I'll tell you that right now.
You can get a whale blubber steak if you want.
Phyllis, we don't know the answer, but we do not know.
Tim, you were partly right when you said we all have our Isles of Langerhorn because they are located in the pancreas.
Oh,
really? No wonder I couldn't find them on Expedia.
That's why.
You wanted to go on vacation?
Yeah,
I typed in the Isles of Langerhorn.
Nothing.
Doc, I got this burning sensation, and I did not stay at the Holiday Inn Express, and I'll go and tell you I'm not even a doctor on TV, but I believe if you'll do an MRI and look there in the Isles of Langerhorn, you're going to see something that Tom's can't even fix. I need some help, Doc, right there among the Isles of the Langerhorns.
Phyllis, it begs the question, how did you come up with that question?
My family has a lot to do with medical, and my brother had mentioned it one time. It might be part of what is related to having diabetes or not.
Okay.
I'm not positive of that part.
Okay, but did you say Isles, like an island?
Yes, I-S-L-E-S.
Phyllis, failing that question is what kept me out of medical school. So you kind of brought up a touchy subject and poured a little salt on my Isles of Langerhorn with that.
And because of that, you're 60 years old making house notes, right?
With the rest of us poor slobs.
All right,
Phyllis, you said you had a question for me.
Yes, at one time you said something about there being two towns or cities of Bethlehem in Israel, and one in the north and one in the south. And I did find or reference to that. I listened to the Bible in the morning, and I found it in maybe one of the prophets, I think. But when I was listening in another part, I think it was in Joshua, where they were assigning which tribes got which portions of the land, there was a place where they listed the towns, and there was a town assigned to Zebulun. And my first thought was, wait a minute, that needs to be in Judah. And so then when you mentioned two, I thought maybe that was the answer as to why they were saying that one. And when they were assigning the land to Judah, they didn't mention a town of Bethlehem there.
Well, Phyllis, I'm going to have to listen to this show more often because I don't remember saying that. You sure it was me and not someone in subbing for me, Jim Stanley or somebody? I'm
99% sure it was you because I listen often enough to know everybody's voice.
She's 99% sure, Ed, it was you.
I don't remember saying that.
Doesn't mean you didn't do it.
I guess it could have been Jim Stanley.
Could have been Jim. But the answer is Bethlehem.
I've never heard that.
Bethlehem?
Yeah, I've never heard that.
In Israel,
I'll tell you what I will do. I will ask Jim Stanley when we get off the program and see if that was him.
If he was the one. Yeah.
I don't know how I'll communicate that to you, but maybe on a show next week or something we can clarify that if we can remember.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That would be great, just because I wanted to
understand
it. Yeah. Thanks, Phyllis.
Phyllis, I'd encourage you to go to comments@afr.net and pose that question, and then
have them send it to Ed Vitagliano.
Yeah, then
we can
you
do
can
that.
Get that answer.
Comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net is our email address, comments@afr.net. We have a Today's Issues Facebook page. If you want to go check that out, post your comments, watch the show, and, of course, afr.net. By the way, it's the islet of Langerhans.
Langerhorn? Langerhans?
That's what I got. I-S-L-E-T. How you pronounce that word?
Islet? I don't know.
Islet?
I'm not a doctor.
Islet of Langerhans. Anyway, it's in your pancreas.
Right there in your
that
pancreas.
Area, that pancreas.
In there where all the organs are squished together.
The area.
Yeah.
Down there in that general vicinity. All right, Trivia Friday.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Let's repeat our questions for the last time this half hour.
All right, here we go. A true-false question. The symbol of the swastika originated with the Nazi Party in Germany. Is that true or false? In the comic strip Popeye, what was the name of Olive Oil's brother? And, third question, what is a male fox called?
Here's what I've got. What colony was established by the passengers of the Mayflower? What colony was established by the passengers of the Mayflower?
When they landed on the Isles of Langerhorn.
And
so you wrote that in your textbook.
What? Another question. What part of the eye gives it color? What part of the eye gives it color?
All right, my two questions that have heretofore.
There we go.
There we go.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. 55 minutes in, I finally get to just use that word freely and without provocation. My questions are, what animals does a hippophobe fear? If you're a hippophobe, you fear this kind of animal. Number two, what U.S. state has the longest name? What U.S. state has the longest name? Back to the phones we go.
Back to the phones. We go to Tennessee. Autumn is on the line. Autumn, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Autumn is
on. Thank you. Thank you guys for taking my call.
That is a beautiful name. I love that name. Autumn, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
Did your parents consider you naming you Fall? Or would they always go with Autumn from the very...
No, I was originally supposed to be, I think, Erica until the last...
Minute,
I think. I'm not sure.
Erica's beautiful, too, but Autumn is a great name.
It is. It is a great name.
Yeah,
Autumn, right. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to take a shot at?
The state with the longest name.
All right. Here is the question.
Let me repeat this question, and then we'll have Autumn give it a shot. Give it an try to answer it. What U.S. state has the longest name?
Is it Rhode Island?
It is. You want to give it the complete proper name for Rhode Island?
Providence Plantations.
Yeah. Well, looky there.
Hey.
Well, looky there.
Wow.
Looky there is one word in the South. Well, looky there. All right. Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. That's the full name of Rhode Island.
What?
Wow.
Yes, that's right.
I didn't know that.
Autumn got it right. So that's the U.S. state with the longest name. Rhode Island.
It's so good to see Autumn spring onto that question.
Yeah.
Like, and not fall down.
And not fall down.
Now, considering the length of that, was Ed around to help them write that for their...
Wait. Let me reach over there and stab you with this pen.
I tell you what, you know, you heard that sound, didn't you, Autumn? This sound
this
right
sound?
Here.
Yeah, this.
You heard that cowbell, didn't you?
Yeah.
You know what that means, right? Now you're 15.
It means,
are you old enough to drink coffee?
Well, I tell you what we're gonna do today, Autumn. What we're gonna do, we're gonna send you the travel mug, stainless steel AFR travel mug. You hold on. We're gonna send that to you, right? In addition, you're 15, is that what you said?
Yes,
sir.
We're sending you your driver's license. Okay? Autumn, now it'll
early.
Be
early. Early.
It'll probably be from Mississippi, so I don't know. We'll get them somewhere.
She's in Tennessee. She's in one state over.
Okay, well, we'll get them out of Tennessee. We know some people.
Hey, don't hang up, Autumn. Now, do you have a question for us?
Yes.
All right, hold on. So, can you hold 5 minutes after the news?
Yes.
All right. Don't
go
anywhere.
Right there. That mug and that driver's license is on the way.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.